Hello, everyone. This is Karen McCoy from McCoy Fitness and Health. And this month in the HLP, my interview is with two ladies that you guys have been dying to meet. You get to meet them over the phone, Sherry Finley-Russell and Lynn Willard. They both went through their first ever figure competition a few weeks ago, actually almost a few weeks ago now, at the Western Canadian Figure Show in Kelowna. It was the first ever year of the Grand Masters, which was really great to see, and it's setting a precedent for all other shows in BC. That is 45 and above. Both of these ladies are 58 years old, and they are grandmas. So Sherry is a franchisee of Tim Hortons. She has four locations in Victoria. And Lynn is owner of Dental Connections Placement Agency in Victoria as well. Welcome, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
So what I thought I would do is I have a series of 12 questions. These guys don't know these questions that I'm going to ask because, you know me, I like to do things on the fly and make them spontaneous. So you guys can answer one at a time, at the same time, whatever. We're going to hear you at this end. Okay, you guys ready?
Okay. Ready.
Okay, so let me start with Sherry just so we don't overlap. Sherry, did you always want to compete or was this a recent decision for you?
Well, it was a recent decision.
How
I
long,
never
how
ever
long
thought
you...
of competing
really?
Before, really.
And when did you decide?
I decided when I was spending a lot of time in the gym over the last, I don't know, 15 years and wasn't really seeing the results that I expected to see or that I wanted to see. So that's when I started looking and thought, okay, I want to do what these competitors do, but I actually never really thought that I would get on stage. I just wanted to go through the whole process and eliminate that part of it.
You didn't do a good job of that.
No, I know.
Lynn, how about you? Did you always want to compete, or was this a recent decision?
I always wanted to compete, but I just never had the confidence to do it. When I was in my 40s, I did the Body for Life, and I was, you know, quite successful at that. I was stage ready then, and I just couldn't bring myself to doing it. And I guess I had to wait, you know, another 16, 18 years before I got to have the confidence to just say, to hell with it, I'm doing it.
How interesting.
Yeah.
The Body for Life is the Bill Phillips.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So you guys, I'm sure a lot of you have heard of Bill Phillips. He was kind of the first guy who brought out this system. And I did see Lynn's pictures, actually, was it last year or the year before when you were on the
mm-hmm.
challenge?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think I might have egged you on a little bit saying, get up there, girl.
You did.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And I was ready. And then, of course, when I met Sherry and I thought, okay, somebody else my age,
yes,
we're going to do this. And so we sort of egged each other on.
And these guys did a really successful job of keeping each other on track and training and eating and going through all the pitfalls. And you know what? I think that was a really good way for – I wish everybody had a buddy system like that. And there was a third girl, by the way. Francesca is not with us. She's down in Hawaii.
Oh, too bad.
She's relaxing. So there were three of them that went together as a team. Okay, next question. How different is the regular training? Because you guys have been training with weights for years. How different were the regular day in, day out of being in the gym and training compared to the pre-contest stuff? Sherry, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, I think for me, it was always like a three-day-a-week kind of training. Mm-hmm. So when it ramped up to 5 days a week, I thought, okay, I guess this is the difference, the extra 2 days a week, and then up to 6 days a week. So that was probably the noticeable difference for me.
Yeah. So the intensity and numbers of days and volume.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Lynn?
Yeah, for sure. The number of days definitely increased, and certainly the volume. I mean, we may not have had the variety that we're used to on the HLP, but we certainly, you know, we had to focus in on various parts and be really, you know, focused, concentrating.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Next question. What was the hardest... What was the hardest part about the whole journey? So we started 5 months out. What was the hardest? Was it the eating? Was it the training? Was it learning the posing? Or was it being on stage? Have to pick one, Sherry.
I think probably for me the hardest part was getting all the cardio in.
Okay.
When I went to the twice a day, six days a week, 45 minutes in the morning, 45 minutes at night, I think that probably was where I fell off the most.
Yeah, no doubt. Lynn, what about you?
Definitely the afternoon cardios are a challenge because I'm workout in the morning girl, and when you started with the 45 minutes twice a day, that evening one was killer. But I just thought, okay, I've made this decision. This is my choice to do this. So I just did my best and tried to get as many afternoon workouts in as I could. But it was definitely tough. That's definitely the toughest thing.
It was tough in mind and body, right? I mean, also, you know, your wind down time. It's your wine time. Let's put it that way. Cut into the wine time.
That was the next hardest part. No wine.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Okay, next question. Did you have moments when you wanted to give it all up? Sherry?
You want to take this,
Sherry? I don't think I had a moment where I wanted to give it all up. I think I had moments where I thought, I don't know if I want to go on stage or not. I still wanted to carry through and go all the way, but I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to really go on stage and flash this body around, you know. But I think once I made the decision to not do physique, because that was stressing me out, trying to come up with some kind of routine that I really knew nothing about and try to do it to music, which, you know, it's just not my forte, right? I would need somebody to kind of choreograph that for me if I ever was going to go that route. And plus feeling like I didn't have the muscle to do the physique. So once I decided to do the fitness, I felt a lot better about it.
Okay.
Or the figure, sorry.
Yeah.
Figure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think there was ever once where I wanted to give up. There were times where I was uncertain if I was stage ready. You know, I felt that, okay, maybe I should wait and get, you know, you always want to be better and better, right?
Yeah.
And then I just thought, no, this is the commitment. We're going to do it now. And it's all about the experience and the practice and just, you know, putting yourself out there and just seeing what the whole experience is like. And
yeah, so when you look at it in a big picture view about the experience, because there are times, and I think girls need to know this, there are times when you want to say nuts to this. You always go back at it, but there are times when you just you question it, right?
What am I doing and why?
Fair enough. Okay, Sherry, what was your favorite cheat meal?
I had one.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For a while, yeah.
You had a cheat meal?
Yeah, I probably just a big hamburger.
Yeah.
Would be my favorite.
Everything on it?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Lynn?
I'm trying
to think. And a glass
of wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. That, I'm racking my brain trying to think of food-wise. I can't even think of anything, but definitely it would have been a glass of wine. I think pretty clean with the eating program, but definitely if there was an opportunity, wine was there.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, what was your hardest body part or muscle group to work? Like, where do you see you need to focus, Sherry?
Well, I have no delts, so I really need to focus on that next time around. And probably my hardest exercise, even though I didn't find legs overall hard, but squats I find very difficult for some reason.
I remember talking about that, yeah. Lynn, what about you?
You know, I really like doing squats and I like doing lunges, but I still didn't develop a pair of glutes, you know, just didn't seem to happen. Everything's still lying kind of flat, so obviously we need more time in.
This is a journey, right?
Yes, yes.
It's a journey. Okay, right. What foods or food did you miss? We'll leave the wine out of it.
Yeah.
Did you miss the most, Sherry?
Probably fats. More fats. I'm used to eating a little bit higher fat. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I probably missed that. Butter in my coffee.
Butter in your coffee.
Yeah.
I still want that recipe, I know.
I'm a bulletproof coffee girl, so.
My. Yeah. Lynn?
Salmon. When you took away my salmon,
that.
I was a sad girl.
I know. Yeah. You got it back now.
Yes.
All right. This is a big question because we chatted about this after the show. How was being on stage for you, Sherry?
It was interesting. I didn't feel nervous backstage waiting to go out on stage. And as soon as I got out there, everything started shaking, like my legs. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, what's going on? I can't stop this. And, you know, and just, I never looked at the judges once. Like, I just, it's all kind of like a blur to me being out there. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The good old shakes. Lynn, what about you?
Yeah, same thing again. Everything backstage was so comfortable, and the girls were so great, and everybody was so supportive, and you kind of were like, okay, we're ready, you know, we're feeling good, and we're standing at the side of the stage just before we went on, feeling great.
Yeah.
And then when I walked out there, same thing, just started quivering, and like Sherry said, it was just kind of like a bit of a blur. And you're trying to just keep smiling, and your mouth's getting a bit dry, and you're sort of going through the motions, but you're not really aware of what you're doing.
Where did you focus? Do you remember where you focused? Did you focus straight ahead?
I did look at the judges, and then I tried to just look past the audience and just smile past everybody, because you can just barely see people sitting out there. So I was just staring at the back of the room. Yeah.
I didn't write this question down, but I'm curious. Mm-hmm. How different was the experience from the pre-judging show in the morning to the night show at night?
Yeah, for me, quite different. I felt much better in the evening one.
Yeah, you did, eh?
I didn't have the shakes at all.
And that was the bigger one. More people showed up for that. They always do show up more for the night show. That's the glitch.
Yeah. Didn't have the shakes at nighttime. Just kind of went out there and went, you know, here we are.
Sherry, what about you? What was the experience like?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't shaking as bad. Probably still a little bit nervous and, you know, kind of spazzy. I don't know. So kind of.
You guys
like I had to really think about walking and, you know, think about everything I was doing, kind of thing. So wasn't it didn't come natural. That's for damn sure.
No,
well, it looked natural. So, big question: impact on the family. Relationships, whatever family is to you guys, how was that? You know, as far as how did you keep it in check, Sherry?
Yeah, it was fine for me. I mean, it wasn't a problem. Stu, you know, didn't mind eating what I was eating, and he would just eat a bit more. So
nice.
Yeah, it was all good. And of course, it's just him and I. So
yeah.
So, yeah, I didn't find any problems with that at all. I
Very
mean,
nice.
Other than maybe some days we didn't eat together because I'd get home and I was starving and I couldn't wait. But, yeah.
Lynn, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I have such a supportive husband. He was absolutely on board the entire way and right up until he went away to Mexico for 2 months. And then I got to just look after myself and eat what and when I wanted. And as much as I missed him, it was really kind of nice to not. You know, I realized this time of my life, I have the advantage of I don't have to go to a job 8 hours a day. I don't have kids that require my attention. So it's a really nice time in your life to do this because you can really be selfish about it and just do your own thing.
It does require being selfish too, doesn't it?
It does
very
a bit,
selfish.
For sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got to put yourself before anybody else. You've got to fit in those workouts. You can't do it with, you know, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. It has to be every day.
Every day, and every day with the eating, like it just encompasses every hour of every day, doesn't it? And I think that's what a lot of people, they read about it, but I don't think they get it till they live it and how all-consuming it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
And knowing that you have to get up on stage in 12 or 16 or 10 or however many weeks you have left,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know that, you know, you just can't screw up.
Yeah. Slack off. There's no slacking off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that that's the key because, like you were saying earlier, Sherry, you wanted to go through the process and get stage ready but not necessarily go up on stage. But my guess for most people, you would have missed workouts here and there. You wouldn't have been as diligent. And when you've got that vision of you going up on stage, not many people mess up because they've got that in their brain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And kind of once you get into the swing of it, it just becomes a normal everyday thing. So you just kind of go with it, right?
Yeah, for sure. What big changes did you see in your body that you were pleased with, Sherry?
Well, I lost 26 pounds, so that always makes me happy.
Mm.
I'm not, as far as, you know, I probably didn't eat enough to put muscle on in the off season.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, eating more and gaining weight is just a real head game thing. So, but you know, going forward, I would probably tweak that a bit, and you know, and stay, you know, maybe gain a little bit, but I wouldn't be back to where I was, so I wouldn't have as much to lose next time around.
Yeah, and that's always a hard go, especially. I mean, women are always trying to find that sweet spot where you can gain muscle but not gain a lot of body fat. And wouldn't we all like to find that place? And even sports science is still out on it. So it is interesting how much. I always say you never know unless you have two parallel universes. And you're in one universe with only 10 pounds on you, and you're in another universe with 25 pounds, and do the same amount of training over a few years and see. Like, you're not really going to know, right? But it does equate with strength as well. So, but yeah, no, that's a really good point. Lynn, what about you? What changes, what positive changes did you see in your body?
Well, I lost 20 pounds. I don't know how much body fat percentage, because I was never quite sure with the, you know, mechanisms I was using to measure that, but probably maybe 6% body fat that I've lost. Mm-hmm. And, definitely the shape in my legs, in my arms, definitely liking what I'm seeing. Want to continue.
Okay, so that takes me to my final two questions. Number one, where do you guys see yourselves going from here?
We got another competition we're going to do, right, Chet?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Couple more, probably.
We're definitely hooked on this now. We're getting all signed up for October. And tell me the name, Sherry.
You're just getting started, right?
Yeah, the Fit Life McNally.
Fit Life
McNally. Classic in Victoria.
Did you talk him into doing a Grandmasters category?
Well, she said she would put one on for us. So I think if we got, you know, a few more girls,
I think that's not
a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sure we can get them. I'm sure we can get them. You know, the older women is a force to be reckoned with. It's very cool that they're finally recognizing us as a force. And, and you guys coming in. Sorry, go ahead.
And through all this, I've met quite a few of the younger girls that are doing it.
Yeah.
And in town and everything. And they've just embraced us and invited us to posing classes and you know, give us shout outs on Facebook, and you know, so it's really good, really supportive. and
it is a very supportive sport. It really is neat, and we do have a really strong local gathering here for sure, and I encourage all competitors to dip into it too, because we need that support, not just in our families but with other competitors, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, really key. What advice do you give to other women sitting on the fence?
Just do it.
Yep.
That's my advice. I mean, we all sit around and have all these excuses and reasons and fears, and it's not that scary. We got through it. We've done it. It's, you know, it seems so long ago now already, and it's just, I wish I hadn't waited so long.
Oh, really? And it's only been 10 days. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like a lifetime?
It feels like a long time ago.
Yeah. And you're never too old.
That's it.
And
you
don't have to have the perfect body.
Yes.
You know, you have to be the best
that
you can be, and that's good. That works, too.
Be your best body, yeah.
Bringing your best body to the stage and seeing where you can take it, because where you guys have come from, I've only known you for a couple of years, both you guys, and seeing where you guys have come from and where you can take it, when you continue and you're consistent, you just get better and better with age, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things shift and things tighten. So I'm really excited for you guys to see where you're going to take us, for sure. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we both have decided that we're going to be our best bodies at when we're 60, and we'll
be on
that stage.
We'll be on stage.
You got 2 years.
Yeah, right.
Yay. So they're going to have a grand masters for you guys, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. I think that's fantastic. Well,
that's a good goal, right, for 60?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure being with you guys. It was a pleasure working with you. It was a pleasure watching you guys as well. And you rock. And we just went out there and created a whole new category, and you guys sucked up second, third, and fourth place.
Not too bad.
So not too bad for a bunch of old girls.
That's right.
Age is 170 years.
And thank you, Karen, and thanks for being in Kelowna and supporting us and all of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It was wonderful to have you there.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. So onward to bigger and better things. And You never know. I might just be competing with you guys.
Wouldn't that be something?
I've done it before.
It's a lot of fun, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay? We can all really drink red wine together.
Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, thank you so much. And, it's been fantastic. What a journey. And just keep on keeping on, okay?
You
For
got
sure.
it.
Thanks,
All right,
Karen.
You guys. Take
okay,
care.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Ciao.
Bye.